Thank you for joining. Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to love today's conversation. I have invited someone on here that I've met at a very difficult time in my life. I was going through a divorce and I was trying to find myself and discover what is it that I like, what is it that I don't like, who am I again. I was trying to fix a whole lot of things in my life that went wrong, and health and wellness was one of them. I committed to go to gym every day. I had to drag myself out of bed. And although I am very clued up on general nutrition, I just wasn't emotionally there where I could make the healthy decisions for myself. And our guest today has really helped me to work through a lot of those barriers and make the right decisions for myself. And I am so excited about what she is going to say to us today. So listen carefully to this conversation, take some notes, and really implement the things that she's going to be talking about today. And I hope you are really going to take a few things away that will encourage you to make the right decisions for yourself as well. So without any further ado, let's jump right in. So Ludivia, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me today. I'm so privileged. Let's kick off by hearing about your background, and please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi Tina, thank you so much for the privilege to share a bit of my story with the listeners. As you know, I'm very passionate about educating people and to make health choices that are sustainable. I'm a medical doctor that qualified with my medical degree at the University of Stellenbosch in 2004. And I initially actually wanted to specialize in anesthesiology, which was something I was really interested in. Okay. And yeah, that was what I was planning to do. So I did my diploma in anesthesiology postgraduate. And okay. I was on my way to actually start specializing when my husband and I got married and he got a contract to play rugby in France.
Oh.
So life took quite an unexpected turn in 2007.
Okay.
So I finished my community service and my internship. And like I said, just before I was going to specialize, I moved to France with my husband in 2007. And we stayed there for 7 wonderful years.
2007 and for 7 years.
Yes.
I love so that.
It must be the magical biblical numbers.
I love that.
Because that's really where my life took an unexpected turn. But as you and I know and believe, that everything happens for a reason.
Amen. Yes.
And then, so in France, I got introduced to aesthetic medicine and then also the functional and holistic and integrative medicine model, which means that they look more into what the cause of a disease is than merely masking a symptom.
Yes.
And that's where I learned that I wanted to become a doctor to change people's lives and to make their lives better. And I'm not saying that conventional medicine is not doing it, but the way I wanted to do it did not fit into that model.
That's right.
So I was privileged then to do a lot of courses there, attended some workshops, and I also studied at the University of Bordeaux where I did a 2-year postgraduate degree.
Oh, wonderful.
And then when we moved back to South Africa, I practiced only aesthetic medicine, mostly meaning it's Botox and dermal fillers, chemical peels, and 9 out of 10 of the women started sharing their stories with me, or how they did not feel heard when they went to their gynae or the GP that they attended.
Oh,
and
wow.
They struggled with hormonal issues, with weight issues, with emotional stuff.
Mm.
And I realized that there are so many women out there that feel unheard. And I realized that there's got to be more. Yes. And that's where I started delving deeper and deeper in this whole holistic way of helping women become the best versions of themselves.
Oh, wow.
So what I'm doing today is actually a lengthening of my journey that I walked, and some of my symptoms and stuff that I went through in university started making more sense to me when I started realizing that we should not just mask a symptom by taking a contraceptive pill or by taking an antacid.
Yes.
Get to the root of the symptom and then everything will fall into place.
Exactly. That's true healing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Tell us about your key achievements.
Well,
I know you have achieved a lot. So
yes,
in a modest way.
If people really want to know what I've done, they are welcome to go and check Instagram or Facebook or the website. For me, it's more, I believe that whenever I walk into a room or when I walk into a consultation with a patient, I want to leave them or the people better than they were before they came in.
Yes.
So that's my motto.
And that's making a difference, right?
I hope so.
Yes.
And that's the way I live my life.
That's fabulous,
I want to leave the people that spend time with me better than before they came to see me.
Oh, wow. That's really making a difference. I love that.
I hope.
What challenges do you face along the way while you do what you love?
Well, fighting against the conventional medical model is quite
yes.
a challenge. And again, maybe let's clarify what I mean with that.
Yes.
And because conventional medicine plays a wonderful role. When I've got tonsillitis, I need antibiotics to kill off the bacteria.
True.
If I've got appendicitis and I need surgery, I need a doctor to take out my appendix.
True.
If I break my leg, I need surgery. So
yes.
there's most definitely a place for conventional medicine. But we cannot just, whenever I've got a headache, say, okay, here's your Panado.
Yeah.
Your headache will go. I need to find out why. Some people might have a headache because they are allergic to something.
Yes.
I might have a headache because my progesterone's too low. I might
yeah.
have a headache because I didn't sleep last night. So it's a very easy way of just explaining how conventional medicine and functional medicine differs.
Yes.
So that's one of my challenges.
Yes.
Seeing patients, explaining to them that they will need to adjust their lifestyle
True.
To make certain changes. But people are so used to, I've got an ailment, I take a pill, and an hour later I'm better.
Problem solved.
Yeah, so I think that must be my biggest challenge to, I almost want to say, to convince people that the work starts the moment they leave my office.
Mm.
They're not going to get healed because I write a script.
Mm. So you overcome this by educating them
yes,
accordingly.
Exactly. And I spend a lot of time with my patients. My consults are between 45 and 60 minutes. In the conventional
okay.
medicine model, doctors have to see a patient every 7 to 15 minutes.
Sure.
To just get through the day and to warrant the little amount of time the medical aides allocate for a consult. And I don't
wow.
want to talk about money, but unfortunately
yes.
that is one of the, you asked what my struggles are,
yes.
that's one of the struggles.
Yes.
People struggle to understand, why do they need to pay me X amount for my consult, whereas when they go to the GP, it costs that amount.
Yes.
And why do the medical aides cover that consult but not mine?
But not yours.
And that's exactly why, because
yeah.
I spent, like I say, 45 to 60 minutes versus 7 to 15 minutes and I'm selling my time. That's
yes.
exactly what their doctor is doing, but
yes.
the medical aid only allows him 7 to 15 minutes, otherwise they will not cover the consult with their...
That's right.
Yeah, so...
But your patients that come to you, they know why they want to see you.
Exactly, and also I tell my patients, for me in a functional medicine consult, it's not... I don't want to see how many times a year I can fit my patient in. I want to see them once or twice.
Yeah.
And then they should have all the tools they need
yes.
to carry on with their lifestyle. And they can then maybe help someone else.
Exactly.
And that person can help someone else. And that way, we can educate the whole community.
Exactly.
Without having to spend all your time in the doctor's office. Because in my opinion, healing does not happen in the doctor's office. Healing
it happens
at home
too.
With your daily routines too. And habits.
Yeah, and then you don't want them to come back, otherwise you didn't do your job properly,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes.
Let's talk about your expertise and your passion, Nadivya. What specific areas in your field do you find most fascinating and fulfilling?
Okay, that's also very interesting how I believe we are put on a certain path because of certain things that we have lived and that we have experienced. So
True.
From my experience at university, I used to... in my second year, pick up 15 kilograms of weight. And it was not the weight per se that was the problem. It was the inflammation and all the symptoms, the negative symptoms that came with the amount of weight that I picked up.
Sure.
And I picked up weight because my detoxification system doesn't work properly. And how
ah.
I know that? Years later, when I did my epigenetic testing, I realized that my phase 2 of my liver detoxification pathway does not work properly.
Wow.
So the moment I started supporting all of those areas, all of my symptoms disappeared. So that's where my great
wow.
interest in detox started.
Mm.
And I do a lot of research and reading and work in the field of detoxification.
Mm.
Because if you for a patient that really struggles with either phase one or phase two or phase three of the detoxification system, that is where we can make a significant difference if we teach them the principles that they need.
Wow.
So from detoxification also stems hormonal challenges. So my greatest area of interest is detox, okay, hormonal systems, and then from that a bit of weight and also gut healing. So those are the four areas I mostly help patients with. And like I said, I think I'm passionate because I'm living it daily.
Yes, yes. And it feels like there's so many women who struggle with weight control, and it's not general knowledge where the root issue is. And exactly, they just go from one diet to the next, to the next, to the next, feeling more and more discouraged because nothing is working.
That
right?
is so, so true, yes.
I see that all the time as
well. Yes, and in my opinion, there are many different reasons why people are struggling with weight.
Mm.
It might be, like I say, hormonal, or sleep,
exactly,
or stress.
Many,
or there are so many reasons why people struggle with weight. It's never just one thing, and it cannot fit everybody in the same
mold. In the same mold, yeah. And weight gain is really just the fruit of something else that is wrong. So we have to start digging somewhere.
100%.
Like you started with an epigenetics test.
Yes.
That is awesome. Where did you get that? How do you do that, epigenetics test?
Yeah, we do
that. You do that as well?
Yeah, we do that in our office.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, so people can check on the website. There's some details on that. So it's a mouth swab and we send it away to a lab. Like when you do a blood test, we send it away to a lab.
Yes.
Yeah, then you get the results.
Okay, great. That's good to know. Are there any particular projects or initiatives that you are currently working on or that you are excited about?
Which one do you want to know about?
The best one.
As we were discussing earlier, Tina and I was saying that we have to do certain things that do not fill us so much, but then we make sure that we do enough of the things that really fill our buckets to get through the day. So that's something that I've learned through the years, that to be able to get through my day and to be the best for everyone around me, I need to do enough of the stuff that actually rejuvenates me. And that is, if I know that I can make a difference, and I have found a way to make a difference to more people than just one at a time, it's via my online courses.
Yes.
So we are continuously busy developing new online courses, writing recipes, giving out free advice through my various platforms, because that way I really think that we can make a difference. So
okay,
the newest one we are working on, we will be launching quite soon, and it will help women, I know it will help them, to create sustainable lifestyle habits without struggling too much. So
wonderful. Okay, so I can see that you're a little bit secretive about it. But that's all very well. Listeners, we are going to put a link in the description that will take you to this program. So please click away and have a look at what Nadivya is doing.
I don't know when this is going to air, but on the 19th of August, we are hosting another wellness summit.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
So
yeah.
People that still want tickets for that, they are welcome to join us on the day where Roline and I will be sharing a lot of free stuff.
Okay, great. I will make sure that we put it out before then. Okay, let's look at advice. What are the three most important attributes a person needs to make a big lifestyle changes? I know it's difficult because it starts with discipline, doesn't it?
Exactly. So,
okay.
From the top of my head, the three things that I think makes the most significant change in my patients, if I can help them to discover their why. You need to know, why do you want to make a change in X, Y, or Z in your life? Maybe wanting to lose weight, wanting to live a healthier lifestyle, wanting to exercise more. You need to know why. So you need to find your why first.
Yes.
There's a little story I can share on that.
Yes,
I had
please.
A guy the other day come in here. He was about 42 years old, and he's got this real beer boopy like the South African men.
Typical.
Yes, yeah. And he said, listen, doctor, you need to help me. I want to lose 20 kgs.
Okay.
And I said, okay, fine, but why do you want to lose the 20 kgs? No, I can't look like this. I'm fat, I'm overweight, I'm unhealthy. I said, yes, I do understand that, but why do you now suddenly feel that you are unhealthy and overweight? And he said, well, I can't look like this. I'm tired. I said, okay, I understand, but why is it important to you now? Why do you not want to feel tired now? You've been looking like this for 10 years.
Mm.
He was thinking of it and he said, you know what? Last night I took a shower and my four-year-old boy was standing in the shower with me, and he took my belly and he shook it like this and he said, Dad, when I grow up one day, I want to be just like you. And in that moment, he realized, I'm not a good example for my boy.
Yes.
This is not what healthy looks like.
Yes.
And then I said, That's it. You found your why. So I will help you to lose the 20 kgs, but I cannot do that if it's merely to just, because then it's just going to be another diet.
Mm-hmm.
Now suddenly it became a lifestyle because he wants to be there for his boy.
Yes.
He wants to be an example for his boy. So every time he wants to make the wrong choice, he's going to not make the wrong choice because of the why that's
the influence that he has on his children.
Exactly.
Right?
So the why is very amazing. Important. The second one is to be disciplined.
Yes.
Change cannot happen without a consistent plan or program. And the third one is that you need support or accountability. So I always advise my patients to get either an app that keeps you accountable, get a friend, get your wife, or get a community. You need something or someone to be accountable to.
That makes a lot of sense.
So if you found your why, you are consistent and disciplined in your new changes, and you've got somebody that you are accountable to.
Yes.
It's going to be so much
easier
for you, and you'll feel less of a failure. You're not going to be 100% all of the time, but you will feel less of a failure. And I always tell my patients, remember, you cannot heal in the same environment that made you sick. Yes, and I know we can't all get out of our environment or leave our job or now suddenly go and live in the countryside, but we can change our reaction to our circumstances.
Or true.
Go and make a list. What are the things that are causing the most stress or the most hold back? Yeah. What has got the most hold on me at the moment, and how can I maybe overcome that?
Yeah.
So that in your circumstances, you can make the changes sustainably. Because if you're going to start with a healing plan and it's just going to be for 3 weeks, it's going to be another failed attempt.
Yeah, you're just going to default back to the old way of doing things, right? And then you're going to be discouraged again and it becomes a cycle.
Exactly. And I always tell people the last thing I want to be is another stressor on your already long list.
Yes.
So whatever we are planning and whatever we want you to change in your life needs to be something that you really want to do and know why you want to do it, and then you can start implementing it.
That's wonderful advice. And especially I love the way that you say if people are struggling with discipline, they need support and accountability.
Yes.
Somebody to say, yes, well done, and somebody to say, hey, what are you doing?
Exactly. And there are many resources available nowadays, even if you just want to use an app.
Yes.
There are so many things available nowadays.
That's amazing. I love that. Any other valuable advice you know our listeners would want to need from you?
Yeah, well, it's again another story. And I learned this from one of my mentors, and it's a story that has helped numerous patients. I told her the other day, I think there's a lot of blessing on this story, so I'm going to tell it.
Yes.
I'm sure it's going to help one or two of your listeners. You need to go and sit this evening or the weekend, whenever you're quiet and you've got some time, get yourself a piece of paper. Then you need to go and find what your core values are. What are the things that are really important to you? And then you need to make a list of everything that you feel you are responsible for. Write down everything, being it from packing a lunchbox, from showing up at work, making a deadline, everything that you feel that you are responsible for. Because as women, we have got a lot of hats that we put on.
True.
So go and make a list of everything that you need to do. And then those things you need to package into different categories. And the two categories are your glass balls and your rubber balls. I'll explain to you what I mean by that.
Wow, this is getting interesting.
Yeah, so the glass balls are the things that if a glass ball falls, it's going to scatter and you're going to feel like a failure. If a rubber ball falls, it's going to bounce back up and a couple of times before it rolls to the corner and it will lie there. It's not going to break. You're not going to feel like a failure. It's fine. So to make it practical, in my life, my three glass balls are my family, my health, and my patients.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three things I've come to the understanding that I can take up three glass balls at this stage of my life. I've got this capacity.
Yes.
So whatever I say yes to needs to feed these three glass balls.
Right.
My rubber balls are the ballet costume my daughter needs.
Okay.
The cake I need to bake for the school fair. The friends that want me to go away with them for a weekend, the books that are lying on my bedside table that I don't get to read. I know it might sound stupid, but to us it stresses because I've had to say no yet again to my friends.
Yes.
I can't get to the ballet costume.
Yes.
I'm the worst mom. No, those are rubber balls. They're going to bounce back and up and down. Or I can get people in to help me with rubber balls. Mm. I can get my PA to go and buy the cake.
Mm.
I can get my mum to make the ballet costume. Yes. I told my friend, listen, you are in my diary in 3 months' time, and this book I'm going to read next school holiday.
Yes.
Sorted.
Yes.
But my three glass balls, they are my responsibility first and foremost. The rubber balls,
wow,
they can bounce back up and down. And that's suddenly amazing. It's not so overwhelming anymore. And yes, I realized I don't have to be everything to everyone.
Mm.
And it makes it so much easier because I am unfortunately unable to say no. I have learned to be a bit better that. But this story has helped me so much. So whenever I say yes to something now, I need to realize, is it feeding those three glass balls? Or is when I say yes to something and no to one of those three, then I'm not allowed to say yes. So if I were to
say... No compromise.
No, if I were to say yes to record this podcast with you, but
yes,
it took some time off my family, or it took some time off three of my patients that were already booked in, then I'm not allowed to say yes to you. Yes. So I was allowed to say yes to this podcast because it's feeding into one of those three glass balls.
Yes, yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So then suddenly...
That is so valuable.
The guilt out of saying no.
Mm.
Because so many of us struggle with saying no, and we feel, if I say no to you now, you'll think I'm a bad person, or you won't like me anymore.
Yeah.
It's not about being liked, it's about looking after yourself.
And the categories that you put your life into is also linked with your value system.
100%. That you said earlier. You need to find your values, then you'll know, why do I feel those three on my glass balls? Because that to me was... Why am I so passionate about those three things? Because they feed into my values.
Yes. And those are important things.
Yes.
Yeah. What are the things that motivate and drives you the most?
Well, I think it differs also from the different seasons we are in.
Mm.
At this stage, what drives and motivates me is the amount of people I can reach with my message.
Yes.
So whatever I do now and the decisions I take, it needs to feed into the bucket of, can I help people make their lives better?
Mm.
So whenever I make or take a decision or take on some work or start a new project, that's what's going to drive me. And on a personal note, what's driving me to get up every morning to go to the gym or to make healthy choices when I eat.
For yourself.
I want to be there for my daughter. We only have one daughter, and I promised myself that I'm not going to put my health as a burden onto her.
Mm.
We don't have control over everything, but I can try to be the healthiest I can be for as long as possible, so that she won't have to sit with the burden of me.
Yes, that makes sense.
So, but that's my, you asked, but my personal one. Everybody needs to decide for themselves what are driving them.
Yes, and once again, it depends on your values, what motivates you and what drives you and what are the things you want to achieve in life. And I know you are also an overachiever. Love a good challenge. And what are the things that at this moment that you're busy with that you are pushing your own boundaries on? Do you have anything that you're busy with?
Yeah? We actually, like I said, we are creating this online course.
Oh, okay. And so that's what you're doing.
Yeah,
okay.
So at this stage, this is the thing that's pushing my boundaries to its limits. But I like it because this way I really need to go and dig deep on what is it that patients need? What is it that patients want? And how can we give that to them in a way that it will also be... not too overwhelming for them, because as we discussed earlier also, is how do we tell people what to believe?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone needs to decide for themselves, but nowadays we are so bombarded with information out there, and that's sometimes one of the struggles I sit with my patients, because they come in here, now they've heard that the ketogenic diet is the best one, but they picked up 15 kilograms on it, so okay, maybe it's not. Or this patient is doing calorie counting, but now she developed an eating disorder, so okay, maybe that was also not the best one. And to me, and I might be wrong, but I tell my patients, the moment that your diet has a name, I think it's to the extreme. Why does a diet have to have a name? If we can just eat as unprocessed as possible, as close to nature as possible, for the biggest amount of our time, then I think we should actually be okay.
There are
certain nuances, and in certain cases we do diagnose gluten intolerance or lactose intolerance, or a person is a type 2 diabetic. I'm not saying that specific. It's for everyone, but the moment that you start clinging onto something like it's the new Bible, yes. then it's to the extreme. Yes. I don't think it's so.
And it's not sustainable, is it?
No, not at all. So for people to know who to believe or who to listen to, go and follow the accounts that you feel align with your values. And it might differ for all of us.
That's right.
And that's something that I find actually quite helpful nowadays, is there are so many free resources available, and also the wearables that people can wear nowadays to track and measure their own health. John and I, John from the gym, always has the saying that if you can measure it, you can track it, and you can improve it.
Yes, true.
So get yourself a watch that can measure your steps. Get yourself app to track your menstrual symptoms.
And yes.
Suddenly, you'll maybe be able to figure out what's causing your symptoms yourself without even having to go to a doctor.
Yes, because you started tracking and see the measurables.
I'm not saying that it should take over your life, but it can become part of of your daily routine.
Yeah, to fit it into your life, right? Exactly. Nadivya, how do you manage to balance your work and personal life in a healthy way while you're chasing your passions and your goals?
Well, I'm not always getting it right, but it's getting better. So in my personal area, firstly, I use my glass ball rubber balls regularly. With that, it became easier for me to say yes and no to certain things, and I also manage my time that way.
Okay.
So to make sure that my glass balls get the biggest amount of my time, and the rubber balls are either outsourced or not stressed about too much.
Okay.
And then to find a healthy balance between the things that you need to do and the things that you want and like to do. And that will be different for every person.
True.
But okay. I believe that you should go and make a list and go and think, if you enjoy something, why do you enjoy it? And how can you do more of that? And the other side is also true. If you do something and you feel completely drained, why did that thing drain you? And how can you maybe just do it differently, or do less of it, or get somebody in to help you?
True.
We don't have to stay in the same routine from 8 to 5.
No.
7 days a week, 12 months a year, if you are not happy.
True. Yeah. I always tell people about the strengths and weaknesses myth, where people say they've learned to focus on their weaknesses and improve their weaknesses, but then they are actually spending so much time and energy on doing something they were not created to do.
Exactly.
Because if you outsource your weaknesses and focus on your strengths, you're never going to be tired. It's going to be effortless effort, right?
That's so true. And that
is so aligned with what you're saying.
That makes so much sense. Yes. Good advice.
So let's look ahead. How can listeners get hold of you for personal advice? Do you do online consultations at all? Because I know we have listeners internationally.
Yes, we do. So at this stage, I've got Revite Health, which is the wellness center based in Paul, where I work during the day. So people can book a consultation there. We do Zoom consultations as well. So I let my patients, they book through my PA, Chanel. She sends them a pre-visit form, which is an 8-page form where they complete their health history, their complaints, stuff they've already done. It's a very comprehensive form.
That's wonderful.
Then they send that form back, and then we evaluate to see if we are a fit for them. Because like I said, when I step into a relationship with a patient, it's going to take some time, and they need to know that they need to be committed. And I've learned valuable lessons through the years that if a patient's not committed, I feel like a failure, or they feel that I didn't deliver.
That's right.
But it was actually because we were never aligned.
Yeah.
So I've learned to manage expectations that way.
Okay.
So I have my patients fill out a pre-visit form, and then we schedule a time for them to either come into my office, or we do a Zoom consultation, and then we work out a personalized lifestyle plan for them.
Okay.
But I advise most of my patients to go and have a look at my available online courses. There are different ones with healthy eating, fasting, sleeping, detoxing, optimal protein.
Yeah.
There are numerous online courses available where that's a good start for them.
They might just find the answers on the course. Yeah.
Because I teach them how to listen to their bodies and how to look out for certain symptoms. And many of them, after completing one of the courses, they actually feel so much better.
Okay, great.
Or once they've completed the course, then it's easier for us to guide them to say, okay, now we need this blood panel. Yes. Now we need this epigenetic test. Now we need this hormone urine test, because there are so many tests available nowadays. But we need to choose the right one for the right patient.
I agree with that. Okay, is there anything you would advise anyone to change first, and how to do it now? And what would it be in your experience?
Okay. Firstly, I think the easiest thing that everybody can start doing from now
today
is to unprocess their diet. And what do I mean by that?
Uh-huh.
Firstly, I tell my patients, what's the one thing you have 100% control over 100% of the time? It's what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, there's nothing in your life that you have 100% control over, really. But what you eat is the one thing, that, because nobody's forcing you, nobody's pushing food down your throat.
Yeah.
So let's start with the one thing that we have 100% control over and unprocess that. So what I mean by that is I always say if it's made by nature, then you can eat it. So mm-hmm. if it flies, if it swims, if it grows, then you can eat it.
Yes.
Otherwise, if it's from a packet, be very careful. Or then have a look at what are the added ingredients and am I willing to poison my body with that? Because with every bite we eat, we have got the ability to either heal ourselves or harm ourselves.
Mm.
I decide what I want to tell my DNA to do by what I eat.
Exactly.
Yes, stress and sleep and exercise, they all play a very important role. But first and foremost, the basis is, what am I feeding myself with?
So yes.
The listeners out there can start by just having one meal that you prepared at home.
Mm. Yourself.
Even a week. If you can do it daily and then twice daily until you get to a point where most of your meals you are making yourself.
And nothing comes out of packets.
Exactly. Or as little as possible.
Yes.
I understand that we've all got very busy schedules. And even I sometimes buy a pre-packed soup or a dinner.
Yeah, but that should be the exception to the rule, right?
Exactly. So we try to go as unprocessed as possible. And then secondly, to just take some time for yourself. Even if it's 15 minutes during the day. And strangely enough, in my consultation, whenever I tell my patients that, that's when they start to cry.
Oh.
And that's where I realize that we don't allow ourselves to just be.
And rest.
We always want to be everything for everyone. But if you can learn to just take 15 minutes to yourself, in that time, pray, meditate, journal, listen to some music, do some breathing. Just be in your own company for 15 minutes. It makes the world
a big difference.
So if they can start doing those two things, it's not overwhelming. It's something that they can do immediately.
And everybody can do that straight away.
And the third one is to start walking after a meal. 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a good advice.
Get up from your desk, walk around the building, and go and sit down. Take the stairs in your building two or three times, but after your meal, lunch or dinner...
Oh, wow.
Just take a 15-minute walk.
I'm going to do that.
Yes. The glucose control we get after that, after a meal, is amazing. There's a lot of research on that.
Oh, wow.
That
okay.
your body responds differently to a meal if you do exercise straight after consuming the meal than just being sedentary.
So oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Ladivia, for your time and your effort and your expertise. And I'm so excited to see what our listeners are going to do after listening to you today. And... if you listen to this podcast today, I want to invite you to read the caption and click away on all the links that are there and find out how you can change your lifestyle today.